It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. And we need breakthrough in so many different ways. Different people may need it in different areas. Some people are in desperate need of a financial breakthrough. How many people here could use a financial breakthrough? Yeah, amen. You guys know what I'm talking about. Both hands. You know, some people could put both feet and both hands up in the air. And then we've been making do with what we have, and it's been a rocky road, and it's been scary at times. And sometimes we've had to scratch our head, not in the way we've been wanting people to scratch their heads, but in a little bit of fear and confusion and maybe anxiety. But I believe that God is going to give us the tools, give us the resources, give us the provision to see that breakthrough in our lives. It may come in a windfall of finances or to change a situation. It may come. It is coming. But it may come in a way, in a sense of revelation to our heart where we learn to trust God for the moment or in that moment. Rather than having to have everything laid out where we can say, well, I know it's coming here, here, and here, and here. But what happens is we learn to trust God in the moment. And as we go through that time after time and we see His faithfulness to provide time after time after time after time, then when we face those situations, rather than getting filled with anxiety and dread and confusion and questioning, we've learned to trust God and we simply begin to praise Him because we know that He does not change. And the same God that provided then is going to provide for us now. So it may come in a variety of different ways. There may be a miraculous provision that causes us to scratch our head and praise our God and say, man, thank you, Lord, for the abundance. But it may come in the strength of a revelation of being able to trust Him in the moment and seeing His miraculous provision, not in one lump sum, like a lump sum settlement, but in installments. As each day comes and as each day breaks forth, His grace and His mercy is new for that day. And we see that provision over and over and over until our faith is rock solid. And we can say, I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold, but God has got it in His hands. He's going to take care of it. I know that I know that I know. And instead of complaining and griping and fearing and crying, I'm going to just start praising my God. Some people might need a breakthrough from various bondages or addictions. God showed me a half a dozen houses in my own neighborhood right now that are either have drug addicts or drug dealers in them. And I thought, my neighborhood? And it was like he pulled off the covers. Oh yeah, this house here, this house there, this one next there, that one next to there, this one right over here. I think my little 12-home neighborhood has become a center of drug addiction and drug commerce in the neighborhood. It's just amazing to me. Those people need breakthrough. Both the users and the dealers need breakthrough. That is a bondage that Satan has put on them to keep them in slavery and keep them chained in bonds. And God wants to set them free. I want to see God break through my neighborhood and turn that place upside down this year. And I'm sure we all either have experienced in our own life different types of addictions or bondages or things that are chronic in our lives or know people close to us who are just being crushed under the weight of those kinds of chains. And we want to see God break through in their lives this year. He has the power to do it. It is His signature ministry. Whom the Son sets free will be free indeed. I want to see that breakthrough. I want to be a part of that. I want to have the privilege of being able to minister that to people and see that victory come forth in their life. That is thrilling. Some people need a health breakthrough. You've been battling some kind of chronic condition, maybe chronic pain or some kind of ailment or some kind of affliction for so long, and you're fighting the good fight, but you need a breakthrough. You need that touch from God to turn that thing around. I would love to see God break through for various individuals this year. They can taste it's so close they can almost taste that freedom from that thing. It's almost within their grasp and it's so near. I would love to see us to finally just break through and lay a hold of that thing to the glory of God and see them be free from those things and walk in the fullness of His ministry. Some people need a spiritual breakthrough. Maybe your walk has gotten a little dry and dusty, and it's been a long time since you've had that drink of cool water from the river of life. Maybe your prayer life isn't what it used to be. One of the most compelling songs Keith Green ever wrote said, "My eyes are dry, my faith is old, my heart is hard, my prayers are cold, and I know what you want from me." And maybe we're in that place where it's just been a barren stretch of land, and we need a spiritual breakthrough. We want to drink from that water, that living water, those rivers of life. And we're thirsty, and we're like, "God, I just need a touch from you. It's been so long since I just overflowed with the joy of the Lord, and I am parched and thirsty. I want that stability. I want that intimacy. I want that walk with you. I can remember the days when I used to wake up and sense your nearness, God, and it would just draw me into your arms. And it's been so long, and I hunger so much and thirst so much for that refreshment again." God wants to give us that refreshment. He is the fountain of living waters. I would love to see our church have a breakthrough for revival. We've been slamming the wall, and we've been seeing the wall shake, and we've seen a couple bricks fall out, and we've seen some rays of light poking through, and we can see God beginning to bust through that thing. It has begun. There is an outpouring that is starting. It is building. It's almost like storm clouds where they gather all around, and you can feel the drops of rain, and it's starting. I want to see God drive a Mack truck through that thing. I'm not satisfied with bricks falling out of the wall. I want to see the wall come down and the power of God poured out to where it changes lives, starting here and then just bursting out into the community where this region, this area, this East Coast is literally, the landscape is changed for God. And I want to see the nations come to drink from those waters and carry that revival back out into the nations, into the farthest reaches of the earth. Revival is what birthed missionary movements. It was out of that outpouring of God and those revivals that missionaries were launched. Prior to around, you know, the Moravian revival, there was no missionary movement. The church was content to let the heathen die and perish in hell. And it was that revival that was birthed through the Moravians that John Wesley got caught on fire through, that George Whitefield was caught on fire through. It was them that birthed the entire missionary movement. It's because of revival that the Word of God goes into the farthest reaches of the earth and reaches the lost for Christ. I want to see another movement birthed. I want to see people coming to the East Coast. I want to see them coming to Queenstown to drink from that outpouring and take that back out to where they were and see that glory fall all over the earth as it is done in revival after revival after revival. It's poured out in one place, but people come and take that glory back with them. It's thrilling. It changes history. Man, woo! I'm sorry, like I said, I just get stoked when I think about the goodness of God, when I think about His power and glory and might. We serve a powerful God. I don't want to just read about it. I want to walk in that power. Man, I've been seeing some good stuff lately, haven't we, Tori? I'm not going to give any details yet. I'm just waiting for the final report. But man, woo, good stuff. Our God, man. What does that song go? He's mighty to save. Man. So breakthrough is what I'm hearing. Dennis Fletcher approached me a couple of weeks ago. He said the Holy Spirit was speaking to his heart, breaking down walls. Amen. I want to see the wall broken down and the Holy Spirit drive a Mack truck over top of the bricks. Crushing them, man. I want to see some Jericho stuff going on up in this place. Chris Greenlee came to me the other day. That, just amazing. Wednesday morning, where I'm driving to Easton, taking Missy to a doctor's appointment, and I'm like, Lord, you know, I don't want to get out in front of I don't want to get presumptuous here. I don't want to get out in front of you. I believe I'm hearing this word breakthrough, but, you know, before I get presumptuous, because we got a lead in the right direction, I just want to make sure that's you. So would you mind confirming that for me? Would you please do that for me? She, you know, she's asleep, you know, her jaw's hanging down, drool's rolling out, and I'm driving to Easton, and I'm just praying this prayer to God, you know? So it was early in the morning. I mean, we had to get up early. Driving to Easton, God, just would you confirm this for me? So we go through all the motions. We come back Wednesday evening for our revival prayer time. And Chris Greenlee says, man, I've just been listening to this awesome band. It's called For Today. CJ kind of referred me to them, turned me on to these guys. And they have this awesome album, man. And the words are just so cool. And so he shows it to me, and we go ahead and put it on my laptop in there. Unbelievable. The album, the band is called For Today. The album is called Breaker. And it tells a story about this guy, I forget all the different things, the Breaker's encounter, the Breaker's commission, all this kind of thing. Check out the first song that Chris plays for me, tells me to play, track number 3. And I'm going to add some from the other track too. Check out these lyrics. We stand our ground contending for breakthrough, and we will never let up. So now the stage is set and ready for breakthrough. Burning ones, arise, come forth, take your flame, ignite the world. By the time we got out of that office, man, I was just like, yeah! Which... I was singing the first line from the song. You know, I was like, rawr! I'm glad he gave me the lyrics. I'd have never known what they were saying. It was like this hardcore. They're a little bit heavy, aren't they, CJ? Yeah, I think they're like in dropped A or something. It's just like, brrr, and the ground starts shaking. It's amazing. But the words, man, you know, we stand our ground contending for breakthrough. I'm like, praise God. Thank you, Lord. There's my confirmation. How clear does it get? Burning ones, arise. Come forth. Take your flame. Ignite the world. Man, I just want to paint that like right across the header there or on the side or something. Unreal. We can do that. Now, yeah, that's awesome. Is that awesome?
Yeah.
Woo! All well and good. However, the other part is, well, how do we achieve breakthrough? How do we position ourselves for God to do this in our midst? What does He look for? What response is He looking for from us so that He can bring this forth in all of its fullness?